Hey, listeners, this is the last week to register for Secret Church 24 on Friday, April 19th. Together, we're going to walk verse by verse of the story of redemption in the book of Ruth, pray for the persecuted church in North Korea. You can register today by visiting radical.net/Ruth.
Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from radical.net.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 7. Right before Jesus gives us the Lord's Prayer, says, "When you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him." Those two verses are astounding to think about. So Jesus is saying, okay, don't heap up empty phrases like the Gentiles do. They think they're going to be heard because they're just using all kinds of words. He says, don't be like them because why? Your Father in heaven knows what you need before you even ask Him. So apparently, God is not up in heaven when we're praying with like a steno pad, like writing down whatever we say and saying, oh, thank you for mentioning that. I didn't realize that. Or, oh, I didn't know that was going on. Like, He already knows what we need before we even ask Him. Which, if we really think about that, causes us to then ask the question, well, if He already knows what I need, then why am I asking Him in the first place? If He already knows what I need, what's the point of prayer? And as soon as we ask that question, we're on the verge of a major breakthrough in prayer because we're starting to realize that the primary purpose of prayer is not to get something, but to know someone. That is huge to understand. The primary purpose of prayer is not to get something, but to know someone. Now, it's not that we don't ask for things. Of course, we ask for things. We're taught right after this what we should ask for God's name to be hallowed, for His kingdom to come, His will to be done, for provision of our daily bread, forgiveness of our debts, for God's guidance and leadership in our lives. So we ask for all these things, but before we even get to that, we need to realize that part of the purpose of prayer, I would say the primary purpose of prayer, is simply being with God. It's why Jesus said right before this in verse 6 that when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who's in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Jesus is teaching His disciples here and us today, there is reward just waiting to be experienced and enjoyed every single day just by going into your room, shutting the door, and being with God. So I want to encourage you today to experience this in prayer, to just go into a room, close the door, get before God, and before you even start to ask for anything, just enjoy being with Him, worshiping with Him. And Jesus is saying, there's reward that's just waiting for you. So, Father in heaven, we praise You for the privilege of prayer. We praise You for the joy that is found in simply being with You. We're in awe, even right now, at the fact that we're talking to You and You are listening to us, that You, the God of the universe, right now are listening to us. That's an amazing thought. And that You listen to me. You speak to me. That You listen to the people who are praying alongside me right now. You speak to them that every morning, afternoon, evening, all day long, we have the opportunity to be with You. So help us, we pray, even as we ask for things, not to bypass the wonder of the fact that we are with You, that You are our Father in heaven, and You know what we need. Even better than we do, You know what we need. Oh God, we just praise You for the privilege of relationship with You. We don't take this lightly. We know this is an incredible privilege that we don't deserve, yet one which we can enjoy today and will enjoy for all of eternity. All glory be to Your name, our Father, for inviting us into Your presence to experience Your reward every single day. May we do exactly that. May we experience the reward of being with You every single day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.